foundation, Lord Allah. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house
today. Exalt your holy name. We give you all the honor. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Blessed be the holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. I want us to sing one song. I believe we know it. Is that scripture, that same scripture that was quoted unto us, Psalm 102, verse number 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy. Thou shalt arise on David for the time to favor him. Yea, the set, the time is come. Thou shalt arise. I believe the choir can catch up.
Thou shalt arise and favor me.
Wait a minute. How many of us know it now? If you can't remember, just open your Bible to the book of Psalm 102, verse number 13. And you just read as we sing. But when you get the time, it's the set time to favor him. In case you have forgotten your name, just put David there. Don't worry. Just put David. It will be good. Just put David. Praise the living Jesus. Is that okay? Now, let's go now.
Thou shalt arise and have mercy. Thou shalt arise on David.
The first prayer right now. We're going to pray the first prayer right now, and you're going to pray from the depth of your heart. Praise the living Jesus. We're going to say, Father, let the Goliath in my life lose his head today by the word of your power. Is that the kind of prayer you want to pray? Come on, go ahead and begin to pray. 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 Father, let the Goliath in my life lose his head today by the word of your power. Let the Goliath in my life lose his head today by the word of your power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the Goliath in my life lose his head today by the word of your power. in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Goliath in my life lose his head today by the word of your power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let the Goliath in my life lose his head today by the word of your power. In the name of Jesus. Let the Goliath in my life lose his head today by the word of your power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Le brado castiga dia barada. Le ketegele bregedegegege. Sorida gile bradado. Langa yaga raga 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 raga. Let the Goliath in my life lose his head today by the word of your power. In the name of Jesus. Let the Goliath in my life lose his head today by the word of your power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Leketu gari abarado. Limbragas kedi agara. Father, let the Goliath in my life lose his head today by the word of your power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Igarado keshi gali abarada. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. It is done. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us to this wonderful day. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have for us today. You have called this day and this service, Divine Favor Banquet. Lord, let it answer in the life of everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be harvest of favor testimonies today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, reach out to meet the needs of everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit, I step aside right now. Have your way. Bless every one of us and let Jesus alone be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. From the scriptures we read and sang, Psalm 102, verse number 13. Psalm 102, verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon who? David. For the time to favor him. Yea, the set time is come. Praise the living Jesus. The head of your Goliath is already off. You will see, you will soon see the link between that prayer you prayed and this scripture that we have just read. Now, according to the scripture we have just read, when the time of favor of someone comes, certain things happen. He said, thou shalt arise. Who will arise? God. When the time of favor of a man or a woman comes, God arises. And I saw in my Bible, when God arises, his enemies, hallelujah, I see every enemy of your soul scattered. In case somebody is still thinking, who are the enemies of God? The enemies of God are actually the enemies of the children of God. Anyone persecuting the children of God is actually persecuting God. You remember? Saul, why persecuted thou me? Say, who are thou, Lord? He said, if you are persecuting the Christians, you are persecuting me. So everyone persecuting you, God is arising on your behalf. Therefore, the enemies of God must scatter. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Also, when the time of favor of any man or any woman comes, God's mercy is released. The mercy of God is released for somebody today. Amen. Lamentation chapter 3, verse number 22. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22. It says, it is of the mercy of God that we are not consumed. Why? Because his compassion fail not. His compassion fail not. Now, let me show you something. Compassion goes with mercy. And when God is moved with compassion, God can break his own protocol. I'm going to show you something today, and I trust God. I trust the Holy Spirit. A key shall be put in your hand today. Yeah. In Leviticus chapter 22, verse number 4, God said, don't touch a leper. Because if you touch a leper, you become unclean. It's what that said that rule. He said, if you touch a leper, you become what? Clean. But when Jesus was moved with compassion in Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 41, the Bible said he was moved with compassion. What did he do? He touched a leper. The leper cried, have mercy on me. The Bible said he was moved with compassion and he touched the leper, and the leper was cleansed. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. Every protocol that needs to be broken for your miracle to appear shall be broken today. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because your time of favor has come. Come on, say, my time of favor has come. My time of favor has come. My time of favor has come. Therefore, your enemies shall be turned to your servants. You don't understand what I'm talking about. I say your enemies shall be turned to your servants. They locked Paul and Silas. They locked them there. And the jailer was there. He put them right inside on instruction and chains around him. But when God came down, earthquake, you know the story. Acts chapter 16, from verse 25 to 30. And when the jailer came to himself, he said, it's like they have escaped. He said, no, we have not gone anywhere. We are still here. We are still here. God just arose on our behalf and shook everywhere. We know what to do to make him to arise again. So we are here. We are not running away. Praise the living Jesus. And you can imagine when they were putting them inside that place, the jailer was like the master. Get in there. Get in there. Imagine when you are arrested by the police. The police is in charge. Are you there? He's in control of everything. Stop there. Stand up. Yes. But this time around, the man was confused. He said, okay, pray for me. He was the one that was now cleaning their wounds, went and prepared food for them, and took care of them. What is that? He became their servants. I say to you again, because your time of favor has come, your enemies shall become your servants. In the name of Jesus. Hear this again. I heard this very clearly, that the mercy of God will cover all your errors. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because your time of favor has come. The mercy of God will cover your errors. You want to hear another one? The grace of God will color your efforts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please take note again. Our topic is unlocking the what? Supernatural. Unlocking the supernatural. Unlocking the supernatural. This is part 2B. This is part 2B, unlocking the supernatural. I'd like us to read from two books of the Bible. Open your Bible to the book of Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. And we're going to read one verse from there, verse 17. Exodus chapter 4 and verse number 17. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Now, let's go now. One, two, go. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do wonders. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Turn also to the book of Psalm number 44. Psalm 44. And we're going to start reading from verse 1 to verse 3. Psalm 44, verse 1 to verse 3. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Now let's go. One, two, go. We have heard with our ears. O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the time of old. Two, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand, and plantest them. How thou didst afflict the people, and cast them out. Verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand, and thy arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast favor unto them. Who is God talking to there? Shout a living hallelujah if you are the one. Every New Testament saint belongs to the family of God. I hope you catch that. Every New Testament saint belongs to the family of God. And everything about God is supernatural. If you are, come and say, you are here. Therefore, we can conclude from that statement that every New Testament saint is meant to live in the realm of the supernatural because it belongs to the family of God. Okay, what do you need to do as somebody born into the royal family to be called a prince if you are a man? You don't need to do anything. You just need to be born into that family. Then you are a prince. Are you there? You don't need to do anything. You are just born there and just live in that realm of royalty. So everyone born of God, everyone in the family of God is meant to live in the realm of the supernatural. But we have established that God's word is the spiritual mirror that reveals our actual worth in God. James 1:25. Until you know who you really are, your true worth may continue to be hidden. That's why we keep digging, and we still dig a little bit today. The Holy Spirit will help us. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Number one, I am redeemed and overcomer. I don't want us to take this as a religious rhetoric or theoretical statement from the Bible. No. It's meant to be experienced. I am redeemed and overcomer. 1 John 5:4. The Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Come on, say, I am redeemed and overcomer. I believe it. I receive it. Thank you, Lord, for it. Number two, I am redeemed to be more than a conqueror. I am redeemed to be more than a conqueror. Jesus has already fought all the battles that needs to be fought. John 16:33. And in Romans chapter 8, verse number 35, all through to 38. Romans chapter 8, from verse 35, all through to 38. I think we should take 37 directly. He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through him, who is that him? Jesus. Through him that loved us, we are more than conquerors. In other words, every battle of your life is winnable. Yeah. And right now, I see you winning.
Yeah.
You want to hear another one? You are winning without fighting.
Yeah.
You are winning without struggling.
Yeah.
You are winning without scars.
Yeah.
You are winning without sweat. In the name of Jesus. If you believe me, let your amen be resounded. You see, this is what God asked me to come and tell you today. And let me tell you, anyone who is simple enough to receive this hook, line, and sinkers, we manifest what God is saying. It's not one man that is standing before you, talking to you. It's God that is talking to you and I. I say to you today, you are more than a conqueror. Every battle of your life is subdued right now. In the name of Jesus. The ones you know, the ones you don't know, every battle of your life is subdued right now. A great man of God shared this testimony. He said he just lied down. All of a sudden, he just discovered that every part of his body could not move again. It was like he was tied down to the same spot. Tied down. He tried to struggle. He tried to... nothing. But all of a sudden, he discovered that it was like somebody was trying to kiss him. And he slept in the afternoon, not in the night, the afternoon. Somebody say afternoon. And all of a sudden, my wife is around, but my wife is more decent to do this kind of thing. Because God just wanted to show him something. He's very empowered, well empowered. God just wanted to show him something. Why won't do this kind of thing in the daylight, in the place? No, it won't happen. He's like, he just managed to because if he even said it out, the thing disappeared. And I woke up. Father, what happened? He said, there are many battles I fight for you, you don't know. I just want to show you a sample. That's why this happened to you. I fight many battles for you that you don't have a clue. I'm talking about Daddy Gio. I said to you today, by this power of God coming to you right now, as you believe, you are more than a conqueror. Every battle of your life, known or unknown, they are subdued right now. In the name of Jesus. If you believe, come on, say, I believe. Please take note, man is a triune creature. In other words, three in one creature. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 23. Man is essentially a spirit. He has a soul and he dwells in a body. He lives in this physical structure called the body. Man's spirit is God's being. Inside the man. God being inside human being. If you are a child of God, and I mean a child of God, you have God being inside you. It is that God being that died in Adam. God told him, the day you eat that tree, you die. But he ate that tree, the fruit of that tree, with his wife. But he didn't die physically, like I said in first service. It's either God lied, or they died another kind of death. But how many of us still really know that God cannot lie? Come on, wave your hand. It is impossible. It is impossible for God to lie. Don't check the dictionary. Praise the living Jesus. Impossibility and cannot join together. Praise the living Jesus. God cannot lie. But what died inside them was the God being inside Adam and inside his wife. But the last Adam came to restore the God being. That's why new birth is not to be joked with. It's either you have the God being or you don't have it. Him at all. Somebody can be inside the church and God is waiting for that person. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. He's very much involved in activities. 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, he'll be telling stories of when the church started, how he did everything. He was there, he was the head of this. But it's not in Christ. It's actually inside the church and inside an association he called church. God being is not alive. Praise the living Jesus. I see people's life changing right now. I believe you are one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus.